We turn now to Mumia Abu-Jamal, a political prisoner and award-winning journalist. He filed this commentary on Black History Month, which just ended.
Obama and Black History Month, 2015. As the Obama administration winds down, what is its relationship to Black History Month, 2015? Of course, the election of an African-American was indeed an historic event. And history books will well record this fact. But it was also an attempt by the Democratic Party to lock in a constituency that would fuel its political ascendancy for generations. In symbol, the election of President Barack Obama was a shock to the system. In substance, it was a lot less so. For beside this symbol stood a reality that black life was under siege. In 2014, summer broke with black protests from coast to coast, led by youth, young people who knew in their heart of hearts that the White House could not protect them from a peculiar American practice of police terrorism. When cops could harass, intimidate, beat, choke, kick, stomp, and kill kids, boys, and men with perfect impunity. Symbol, shining and bright, met substance of blood and tears, and one shattered the other. Tens of thousands stormed the streets in over 200 cities to howl at injustice and to demand now, finally, justice. For them, Ferguson became their Selma, and they faced guns and automatic weapons with courage and fury. Symbols are powerful things, yes, but reality is more powerful still. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.